Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy? Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
I think you mean we're goods footy, Sean.
Yeah. So this is a social isolation quarantine special. It's been often requested. We've been gone for a while, as has footy. And unfortunately, we're back, but footy is not. And in our off season, in the middle of the season, there's been a few changes. Still have no idea when footy's coming back, which is, I guess, not really a change, more that we just thought we'd know more about it by now. It's our government is sitting on the 11th of May. We might have a better idea of if footy's going ahead by then. And another thing that's happened since we last recorded is that Play On Radio is now Play On Podcast Network. So How Good's Footy is no longer part of it, but please still do listen to Gemma's show. So what that means is the release date of this podcast is changing from a Thursday back to its original spot of a Wednesday. Also, the one shackle that we had on that network is we're now freed from, which means that if Wayne Carey's a dumb cunt, I can say he's a dumb cunt, and I'm going to call him and no one can fucking stop me.
You know who else is a dumb cunt?
Who?
A big old fucking wrinkly dumb cunt.
Who?
Ken Hinckley. Ken Hinckley.
Hey, boys, just while we're on the topic of big fucking cunts, you know who's a big fucking dumb cunt? Joe's a big old fucking dumb cunt.
Sam Newman?
Fuck yes, Sam Newman. Big fucking dumb old cunt. Oh. Fucking Sam Newman. Big fuck. It pains me every day that I'm a Geelong supporter and he is, I think, officially
he's a legend of your club.
It sucks. It sucks so much. Hate it. Hate it.
So we've been, those have been just eating at us for like the last 2 years and now we've shared it with you. But yeah, obviously it's on good terms, so yeah, Gemma will still be on this show, we'll still be on her shows, it's just that we can't be part of Sans Pants Radio and also Play On Radio, because they're both podcast networks, and unless we upload the podcast to two different spots and you guys promise to listen to it twice, unfortunately it's just not feasible. But yeah, thank you for your
you
support.
Fuck you, listeners, you should be listening to it twice. It's on you.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
It's all your fault.
Yeah, fuck them. But yeah, huge shout out to Play On Radio for hosting us. I'm sure a lot of you found us through that. And yeah, great opportunities. And Gemma should hopefully... Gemma will have a really good time in the future and doesn't need to worry about what we're saying anymore, which is probably a huge up for her PR department.
Did the IQ level of Play On Radio skyrocket?
Yeah, it did, Tom. And what were you going to say, Sean?
I just said that I wish Gemma the best and I hope it all pans out for her.
Oh, far out. I tell you what, boys, it feels weird that I can't just reach out and give you. I feel like my wink wouldn't be as effective, not in person. It's freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah, we're obviously still recording in isolation. So different houses, Oh, Tom's fired off a wink directly into his webcam. It's fucking hit me like I'm James Heard and your wink was a knee.
Did it hit you like a velvet sledgehammer?
Oh, fucking absolutely did.
Oh, man.
Snuck up on me like a librarian.
Oh, I was actually listening and looking at some of Dennis Cometti's all-time greatest quotes. And there are some fucking great ones. There's one that you'll appreciate, Sean, talking about Marco Paparone. He misses a goal. And Dennis's comeback is, the guns of Paparone are misfiring today.
That's a beauty.
I've probably told this on the podcast before, but Dennis Cometti got asked to MC a nude running race at the Meredith Music Festival because in one of his calls, one of the players' name was Meredith. I don't know who it was and when it was, but he was like, and he's passed off to Meredith, like the music festival, and the organizers heard that and were like, hey, want to come MC this race? And he said yes, and he did. So yeah, he was the MC of the Meredith Gift, which is a 400-meter naked running race, and the prize is golden jocks. And you also get a ticket to the next year's event if you win.
Is there audio
and
of that?
He was. No, I don't think so, because they don't really film it. Damn. Because it's just people being naked.
Someone probably did film it, and they're in jail.
Yeah. There's definitely photos, but yeah. It's all happening.
Just needed a Zoom mic there, mate. Just hold it up. That way you're not getting any dicks or anything in there.
Dicks or
people
anything
were just
else.
Living in the moment. People were just yeah, living just, in the moment, man.
Just straight vibing, Tom.
Straight.
Letting it fly. Flying and dangling.
Slapping them thighs.
Dennis would have had a ball with comments.
Oh, he would have.
So today, as you've probably expected, is just going to be just a lot of things, just general footy things that have happened while we haven't been recording. The one thing that is like fresh off the press at the time of recording is the AFLW All-Australian team just got dropped. Pretty straightforward.
There's a couple of interesting choices. The big one for us would have to be the fact that Taylor Harris is named on the bench and not at centre-half forward where she belongs. Instead, yeah. They've gone for Gemma Houghton, who kicked 4 goals 10 for the season. 4 goals 10?
Nah, I don't mind.
It's not a starting position on an AA. Put her on the bench. If you get her in, put her on the bench.
Tom, they've done that so that to give... Because Taylor Harris, good at two things. One, kicking goals. Two, violence.
Yeah.
So putting her on the bench has given her a big run-up to just kill someone.
That's right. She watches the first 2 minutes and just scopes out who she's going to murder. And then she's fresh.
I'm ready to go, coach.
Fresh for murder, not for the ball.
Tom,
not enough Lions.
Just one, I think. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, just the one. An important one, Lutkins. Wasn't Jess Wardlaw at one point the leading goal kicker?
She was leading
if she
at
was
one point.
In the mix.
I think hopefully, she would have been.
Hopefully she was in the mix.
I think she would have been. I'm just rapt that we got a cat in there in Olivia Purcell. Had a fucking awesome season. She's also just won Australia's Geelong's best and fairest as well in a canter. So that's really exciting to see for her in her second year.
Good on her.
And Howarth, Sean, made the list.
Oh, yep. Should have been on the field.
Sean, 2 Brisbane Lions made the list then, mate.
Oh. She on Twitter? I should start the recruitment approach.
Campaign now.
And then Brisbane will call me up and say, oi, back off, fuckhead. You're going to ruin it.
You're ruining the surprise. On her.
I thought Daisy Pierce was really stiff to not get a gig at halfback. I thought she was incredible. And not even in the side at all. Like, she's not even on the bench or anything, which I thought was odd. And again, doing the AFL thing of not picking any wingers on the wing.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least
that was always going to happen.
Keeping it consistent.
Right. I mean, Emma Carney's playing on the wing. Emma Carney's never played on the wing in her fucking life.
Carno. Nah, leave her in.
Yeah, leave her in, but not on the fucking wing.
Is Bowers in the rock?
No. She's centre, I think.
She's in the middle of the ground to draw all the tackles to her.
She's a magnet.
Yeah.
So
bloody turbo magnet.
Yeah, no. The way I was looking at it was just very confusing because it does. Didn't.
Rather than doing it top to bottom, it's left to right, which is in the opposite to the way every team is ever structured in anything ever. They've gone a horizontal axis instead of a vertical axis. Gil, I don't know what you're doing in isolation, but fucking lift, champ. You've got plenty of time to make that graphic look better. You've been doing fuck all for 5 weeks. What the fuck?
Oh, mate. Gil's had no fucking input. He's just out growing a beard, probably. That's what he does, doesn't he? Even there's no footy.
Well, no,
grows
I imagine
a beard and
he's been looking to buy an island.
Well, yeah, that's look, because there's no actual news in this, we can, I guess, speculate, and it probably won't be out of date, at least for a little bit. But yeah, they're talking about doing rolling back some of the restrictions as of May 11, which means that footy could go ahead. But the borders will still be closed, which means that they may have to be an AFL hub.
Or an island.
Marvel Island. That's good.
They'd turn into a theme park when the footy's done.
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea.
Half the year it's a footy arena, spectacular. The other half of the year it's a theme park.
On this island, do they clone footballers, like past footballers?
Like the movie The Island?
I was thinking Jurassic Park.
Just there's a scene about halfway through where they're talking about the process and some scientist is explaining that they combine the DNA with these other players so that the players don't get too good and too strong. And Jeff Goldblum is just sitting there and he says, Voss finds a way.
I was thinking the island is powered by windmills, so it's just like a giant clone of Alistair Lynch just swinging his arms around.
It's powered by windmills and the steam off Paul Chapman's head on a cold day.
Half the Geelong team, they're all Balties.
Solar panels. Well, I'm a little concerned. I feel like that we actually may be a little bit responsible for the coronavirus, or at least wishing it into being, because we were dying for a festival of footy, and there's a lot of rumors flying that it could be a game a day. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. Games running every day of the week to catch back up.
That will be absolute fucking chaos.
Shorter, I will die. Shorter quarters and longer. Shorter quarters, more games, though, during a week. The Cook thing was someone was talking about, like, the games could have 15 minutes. And someone on Twitter.
What?
Swamp.
What? Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tom.
What the fuck?
The quarters.
Yeah, what did I say?
Oh,
the games.
Oh. Oh, no. Yeah, it's four and a bit minute quarters.
Fuck.
Now, 15-minute quarters rather than 50-minute games. And someone on Twitter asked Swamp, the statistician, if games finished at 15-minute mark, how many grand finals would Collingwood have won? And the answer is 16.
Oof.
Had a lot of robberies.
As opposed to how many they already won? 14 or 15?
Was it? No, like recently.
Or do you mean they'd win an extra 16?
Yeah, they'd win an extra 16.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
If quarters stopped every 15 minutes, because often they're leading and then a team scores against them in extra time.
Chokers.
Yep.
Or a man with a beautiful left kick.
Just threads the needle, potentially. Oh.
Hypothetically.
Do you reckon every baby born in Western Australia since then has been named Dom?
Absolutely. Or Sheed. Or Thread the Needle.
So. There's got to be a couple of Lukes, I reckon. A couple of Lukes and Adams.
You got boys and girls. It's great. Dominic and Dominique.
Oh, no, just Dom.
Got it covered.
Just Dom. Between
his Dom is good.
Between that grand final win, Dom Ham and fucking Fast and the Furious. There's going to be a lot of babies called Dom.
Oh.
You got to be Dom and a shaved head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Dominic Toretto in Fast and the Furious, do you reckon he'll recruit Dom Sheed in a future film?
Fucking hope so.
There's going to be a point in a future film where they're going to have to like drive a car through a gap and that gap is going to be tight. and it is just big enough. And he's only got about a minute and a half to get through there. And there's going to be a hostile force coming in on him. And you know what? He's going to nail it.
Yeah. Dominic Toretto will know just the man for the job. And that man's name is Dom Cheed.
What position on the field would Dominic Toretto play?
Probably on the ball. He's all heart.
Just he's putting himself on the ball. Player, he's forcing himself onto the ball.
Mm.
You know who the player that existed who is the Dom Toretto of football? And I think that's Martin Pike. I base that on two criteria, bald and psycho. That's about it.
Nah, he's lacking just that little bit of heart. He's just the nice guy factor as well that comes with Dom Toretto, because he's a piece of shit, but he's a piece of shit with a heart of gold, whereas Pikey's just a psycho.
And
love you, Pikey. I know you're listening.
Well, if Pikey is Dom Toretto, then that makes Barry Hall Luke Hobbs.
Oh,
bloody hell.
Fuck.
Man Mountain, bald, angry as fuck.
Barry Hall's a bit of a Dom Toretto as well.
Barry Hall is a bit of a Dom Toretto.
It's hard to recast Fast and Furious with AFL players.
Here we go. We're going to do it right now. Because you know who Tyrese is? Warwick Kappa.
Oh, you fuck. What the fuck?
Or is Ludacris Warwick Kappa?
Tyrese is a piece of shit in those movies. Which, I guess, suits Warwick Kappa.
Well, no, he's not a piece of shit. So, is he Wayne Carey? We eventually kick him out of the franchise.
Not that much of a piece of a shit.
It's got to be a piece of shit who's a bit redeemable, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Acker.
Piece of shit.
Ackermanis.
Oh, come on, mate. Acker's got... What? Who are we saying Acker is? Tyrese.
Tyrese.
Nah.
Acker deserves
mate.
Better
some
than
respect.
That.
Acker's a fucking legend, mate.
Hear me out.
Acker's
hand. Hear me out. Acker early on is Tyrese early on. Ackermanis early on is Tyrese in the first time he appears, where he's like kind of competent. And then when Acker went to the Bulldogs and had that massive falling out with Brisbane, that's Tyrese in the back half of all the Fast and Furious movies.
This is relevant because Tom has been rewatching all the Fast and the Furious movies, and I just have an encyclopedic knowledge of them, apparently. How's the journey going, Tom?
Oh, it's good. We might be doing 4 and 5 tonight. We'll see how we go.
4 and 5?
4 sucks. So
5 is fucking... Whew. That's going to be 5 stars from you, Tom.
Oh, I already know it is. I gave 2 4.5.
Yeah, I know. You're out of your mind. Anyway, to get us back onto the footy talk, there's a story that I want to share with you. Both have heard it in text form. And it's a story that explains my role in How Good's Footy and why, just like, why I am the way I am. And also may show that Sean is, in fact, my great-grandfather from the past who's traveled to the future. Or Sean is a time traveler, and in his future, he goes back in time and becomes my great-grandfather. Because, boys, I learned, and I've known about this for a while, but I just hadn't been thinking about it. Football killed one of my relatives.
Oh!
That sounds bad. That sounds like a murder happened. But, in fact, it was football made him so
crime
happy, his heart exploded. It was a crime of passion. Sometime in the late 70s, I think it was like 76, my uncle, who was quite a gun footballer for the South Melbourne Districts Football Club, may have even been Port Melbourne at that point, he played between both clubs, had made it into the semi-finals, and they were having it was a come from behind. They were down, entering into the last play of the game, and my uncle got the ball on the wing and just ran in and kicked apparently it was just like the tightest goal from the boundary, kind of like an impossible kick, one that no one was expecting him to make. Just picked it up, ran in, kicked a goal. My great-grandfather got so excited, he had a heart attack cheering the goal and died immediately. And then apparently, this part of the story, it doesn't pan out, unfortunately, because my uncle's team didn't go on to win the grand final. But apparently, the speech before the preliminary final was so huge that people at the football club still talk about it.
Fuck.
That's insane. But Sean, you've punched your knee in excitement before, but have you ever had your heart literally explode from pride?
I've told you guys this before. It is my greatest fear. I think I will die at the football one day.
Well, Sean, I've got some terrible news.
I honestly thought it was going to be this year at the grand final, but it seems not to be.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, no, it's a... Oh, fuck. Joel, like even your uncle just kicking the miracle goal is a huge story. And the fact that... Oh, my God. I mean, if he loves footy, so maybe that was a good way to go.
So, yeah, my uncle kicked that winning goal, killed my great-grandfather. Everyone was sad, but it was also like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, that same uncle is the uncle that went on to coach South Melbourne when I was a kid. That's when I was, like, working for the club. He loved a fucking chew-out fucking halftime speech. Heard a lot of new words when I was, like, 10 and he was coaching.
Did he ever spew?
He didn't spew up. They changed the words in the South Melbourne District's theme song because it's obviously the Sydney Swans one.
He changed it?
No, well, the club changed. Like, as in, the team sung it differently.
Joel, what was your job at the club?
I was worked on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Oh, numbers pressure. Boy.
Yeah.
Big pressure.
Yeah, it was. I fucked up once.
Oh, in what way? How bad?
I missed a goal. It was a blowout game. It was really boring and like the opposition team just absolutely killed them. And I just missed one of their goals.
Lucky.
Probably did it on purpose.
Imagine if you missed a goal and then a team lost by 6 points and it was revealed to have been a draw.
Oof.
I don't think you'd ever be able to go inside a football ground again. I think everyone would just know forever that you fucked up. You're banned.
It was big.
How old were you? Sorry, Joel.
I would have been, I think I did it from like age to like 11 to like 13.
So what age were you when you like settled on Essendon? Younger than that, obviously.
Like five. Yeah. Significantly younger. I was like five.
Were you ever tested? Maybe even younger. Were you ever like sort of pulled to the other team?
No, so the love for Sydney, because my family was all South Melbourne districts, it meant that when South Melbourne Swans became Sydney Swans, they were a little bit like, they barracked for Sydney, but they weren't happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was more like local clubs. I was around like the South Melbourne Football Club a lot.
I still can't get over that story. It's one of the most How Good's Footy stories ever.
Especially because it was a huge, like, just, yeah, like my entire family was involved in like just chaos.
I can't imagine.
My dad, I think I've told this on the podcast before, but yeah, the same football club. My dad, he also played for South Melbourne. He wasn't quite as good as my uncle because he never really... My uncle had to pick between football and cricket, where my dad was kind of like pretty good at both. So he was never a star player, but like could play in like the reserve. Like the seconds, I'm pretty sure. Pretty much his entire career. But it meant that when he was in his really early 20s, a very young Warwick Kappa...
Yes.
Trained with him and used to Warwick Kappa used to sit at the gym doing weights and just talking to himself, and at that point Warwick had like a really strong lisp. So he'd just be like saying, "Come on Warwick, you can do it Warwick, come on Warwick, one more Warwick," just to himself with a very strong lisp.
I love that.
It's good to know that he's been his own hype man his whole life.
Yeah, he was 17 when this was happening.
Nobody does it better.
Do you imagine, we all know that when Warwick Kappa was born, he came out and he just went, "Kappa!" was his first word, was his own name.
Well, yeah, he backed himself really hard, but everyone thought he was weird. So it's funny that he just like kept that confidence for the rest of his life. It was no point was it shaken.
I think he's bully-proof. Like, I feel like, because what do you do with that energy? Like, you can't mock that man because he's already kind of doing it himself. And he's doing it better than you ever could. And also, you can't help but admire his confidence. Like, that insane level of confidence is just, it's admirable.
Also, another How Good's Footy thing, and I think this really cements the fact we should be far more into local footy than we are. I didn't actually mention the lyric change. So, in the Sydney Swans theme song, it says, "Swans will go in and win overall." Where the South Melbourne team was singing, "South will go in." Obviously, it makes sense, South Melbourne. And shit on them all.
That's great.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
So just at fantastic. The end of a game, just hear like, "South will go in and shit on them all."
Did they belt it out with like that yellow and black passion?
Oh, Absolutely. It was far, far that and Shake Down the Thunder from the Sky were both said far louder than the rest of the song.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you reckon the Swans do that in private? Like they have their theme song they sing in front of everybody, and then like on a grand final win, they sing a second one away from the cameras that is just shit on them all.
I don't know.
Surely.
Who's that old fella that is always getting real excited for the Swans? Oh. I don't think he'd allow it. He'd be like, nah, boys, come on.
Sean. Nah, yeah. Fuck off. That old man fucking loves to sing the shit version of that song.
You reckon? He probably
you
wrote
watch
it.
A clip of that man and you tell me that he doesn't fucking love that.
Yeah, he looks like a cheeky old cunt.
We're free!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sean, so another thing that's happened since footy ended is AFL Evolution 2 on the PS4 has come out. And you're the only member of How Good's Footy that's been playing it of recent.
Yep.
How is it?
Oh, mate, I'll tell you, they really gilled up the release date. He really cooked that one. it was just a shambles.
So what
it
happened
was like, well, it had a release date.
It was meant.
And then it got brought forward. And then on that day, you couldn't get it anywhere. It was sold out, like they didn't receive stock. And then it had another release date, and then the same thing happened again, and then finally you could get it. So it ended up coming out 2 weeks early, but it was just, I don't know, it was a shambles.
Why did they rush it forward? Was it to cash in on the fact that there was no footy and also people are at home?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I read a thing that EB broke the release date or something, like if that's a thing they can do. They just pushed it forward and then everyone else panicked.
So, in Australia, that game and the new Final Fantasy game both came out early because of coronavirus. Stores were like, hey, but you could only order it online to get it early. So, they only did home delivery for it just to encourage people to stay home.
Yeah. Good on them.
But the problem was that some of the warehouses for AFL Evolution 2 hadn't got it yet, so they couldn't ship it out. And then people were going into the stores to try and buy it because they'd never said that it was an online-only purchase, but it was at that point. So, it was just shambles.
Yeah.
But Sean, I remember, you've been playing it.
Yeah, it's okay. If you've ever played an AFL game, it is basically the same as the previous one, but maybe slightly better. it's not perfect. There are some bugs that make you want to go out on the street and kill people when when like you're having a flawless game. Just like weird shit, like. You'll have a kick out of the back line and you'll line it up so that it's straight and it goes at like, just goes at fucked angles and travels about 200 meters and it just like weird shit. Like they get weird free kicks and I don't know. Fucking does my head in.
You screaming at umpires?
Oh, yeah. And Razor Ray is super visible in the game. Like they've deliberately designed an umpire so it is Razor Ray. And like anytime there's a bad call, you just go, oi, fuck. Oh, does my head in. But having fun. Haven't played it probably enough in the last few days, but I've been doing a season as Brisbane.
Yep.
Which has been pretty good. Haven't lost a game yet. what I'm finding, so I'm probably 14 games into the season so far. Every couple of games, I lift the level up a bit. And I'm starting to worry that the game's not going to be hard enough because I've only got one more level to go up and I haven't been beaten yet. I've had a few close games. Like, I beat Geelong by 2 points.
Oof.
Pretty good like that.
Did they come back or did you run over the top of them?
Oh, it was like goal for goal all day. And when I say all day, I mean for the 20 minutes that the game ran for.
hey, it's the future. 15 to 20 minute games.
Yeah. You're a visionary, Tom. A prophet call.
I am. I am.
No, it's good fun. I haven't sort of learned all the tricks yet. Just having a good time with it. People on Twitter would have noticed that I made a How Good's Footy team that actually has the three of us in it as just crafty yep. forwards who just go around and just, you know, take big marks, kick big goals. It's great. You can go if you have the game, you can go to the community hub section in the fan hub, I think it's called, and you can search the custom teams for How Good's Footy. You can find us. Yeah, and play as us. We're very brightly coloured, other... so you won't miss us. We've got like fluoro helmets on and stuff.
and other like How Good's Footy favourite players in that side as well.
Yeah, Vossie's in there. Taylor Harris, Jakey the Package Stringer's in there. Tipper's in there.
Oof.
I can't remember who else.
There's a lot of magic happening in this team.
Dustin Fletcher's in there. Matty Scarlett, absolutely. Matty Scarlett's in there.
Steve Johnson, is he causing havoc?
Yes, Stevie's in there, causing havoc, selling tickets. Warwick Kappa's in there. I had to create the whiz. It's difficult. Couldn't quite nail the hair. So it's just like this huge, spiky, silver mop. But, good on him.
That's pretty spot on.
The first game I played as How Good's Footy, Kappa did his knee, but then came back on in the fourth quarter. It was huge. I bloody loved it.
Is there anything more Kappa than doing your knee and then bringing yourself back on? Actually, Sean.
Yeah.
On your first game that you put together, yeah. Am I correct in saying that your boy Tom might have been a cheeky leading goal kicker in that game?
Well, here's the funny thing about that is because I was still learning how to play the game. So, you know, when you get good enough at a game, you can start to showboat a bit. I couldn't showboat yet.
Yeah,
I wasn't like deliberately looking for certain players. I was just trying to get the ball forward. And
yep.
Mr. Tom Reed, he kicked three goals. Pretty sure Dusha kicked two. I kicked one. We were just all over it. We were dominating.
We truly were the crafty forwards.
I think we kicked about 9 goals between us and Charlie Cameron did fuck all. So he's on the bench now.
We're in the starting lineup. Cameron's been dropped.
But it's a good game. Kalinda Howarth, she's in our team as well. She just turns it on. It's great because you can pick the nicknames. And I remember that she likes to think she's Buddy Franklin. So anytime she gets near the ball, Anthony Hudson in the commentary is always like, Buddy, Buddy. It's great. Bloody great.
Can you have the AFLW? So obviously the AFLW are in Evolution 2.
Oh, yeah.
Were they in Evolution 1?
Oh, I haven't played it in years. It came out probably 3 years ago. They may have been. I'm not sure. I can't recall.
They're all in now, though.
Yeah, they're in. It's great.
So you can play as Rocky, you can play as Purcell, you can play as...
And you can even play, you can mix comps, so you can play like a single match. You can play women's Brisbane versus the men's Brisbane team, for instance. You can do a bit of that. It's good. It's good fun.
How many times have you done that and just had 100 points each draw?
That hasn't happened yet, but fuck, I can't wait. I'm going to up the level to the highest possible and just try and get through the season. I think I'm at the second highest at the moment and my winning margin has come down to sort of like an average of like one goal. It's tough. It's fucking tough.
Oof. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. You're going to be sweaty with that controller.
That you was going to be too easy and you've just revealed that it actually isn't too easy. I reckon you might be in trouble, mate, bringing the full difficulty up.
Yeah, I thought it was. And then I just remembered that the last time I brought the level up, like all it does is just limit the scoring. So, like, you'll go from kicking 80 points a game to, like, the last one I played was the first time on the second highest level against Melbourne. And I think I won, like, 26 to 21. Like, it's just impossible. It's one of those, like, you just have to take literally every chance. Every time you get it forward, you've just got to do something. The pressure's huge. There's no skill. I bang it forward, honestly, because you can... One of the great features is, like, a new dump kick, kind of like a Mitch Robinson special where he just, like, torps it forward. Any player can do it. You just got to smash triangle. And that's what you do. You get it out of the ruck and I'm just smashing triangle. I'm playing like Richmond. I just surge forward.
There's no. Well, I mean, they are the reigning premiers, so
yeah.
It's worked from two out of 3 years.
Yeah.
That's got elements of me playing NBA Jam in the 90s on Super Nintendo, where I'm just shooting threes all day.
Is that the one where like then the ring would catch fire or the ball would or something?
Yeah, of course.
Fuck, great.
Yep.
Bloody great.
It's a great game.
How good's basketball?
Great game.
Jeez, I miss the NBA.
I miss all sport. What sport's on? Horse racing. That's fucking shit.
I'll tell you what's on. German table tennis.
Yep.
That's still on. A little bit of ice hockey in Russia. Actually, I think it's Russian.
There's like Russian
tennis.
Hockey.
Russian hockey.
Russian hockey.
And
Russian soccer.
And a little bit of soccer and esports. And that's it.
Well, Sean, you sound like you're almost ready for the AFL esports.
Well, did you see Robbo played against, I think Maynard, was it? Or I can't remember, one of the Collingwood boys. I think he beat him. Have you seen there's a new, like a gaming league the AFL have set up?
Yep.
No, I didn't.
Players playing video games at home and they're streaming it, like Riley West, Jaden like, Stevenson, guys like
that. Yeah, they have like a schedule, you know, like last night, 7 p.m, Lachie Neal versus some other bloke playing Call of Duty or something like that, or playing FIFA. And it's just like, that's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're on like a Twitch basically, so people can talk to them, ask them questions about stuff. Robbo's been doing great stuff because he's always done this, but he's been playing, I'm sure you saw this, Sean. He's been playing AFL Evolution 2 as well. And he actually gave a press conference as the coach and then showed it to what's his name? Chris Fagan. And got Chris Fagan live on his Twitch channel.
Talk about
his coaching strategy.
Did you see when he was playing, Razor Ray in the game made a dog shit umpiring decision and he paused the game and called up Razor Ray on FaceTime? It was pretty good. He was respectful. He just then ended up like interviewing him and asking him about, you know, like who's the worst player to umpire and stuff like that. And then telling Razor Ray that he loved his haircut. I can't remember who he said. It was one of the Hawthorn boys. He said one of the Hawthorn boys is a smart ass. I can't think who it was. It wasn't Sicily. Like it wasn't an obvious one. I can't think. Yeah.
Who was fucking pinching?
Oh, Stratton. Stratton was pinchy, wasn't he?
Yep. Could be like Isaac Smith or someone like that. Isaac Smith seems cheeky.
They all are. Fuck them.
Big cheeky boys.
That sounds big, Sean.
Yeah.
And I need to check out some of these Twitch streams because that sounds very funny. Just Robbo cracking the shits. I need to get AFL Evolution.
You should both get it.
He did an Anzac Day game as well.
Yeah.
Did he, Tom?
Yeah, he did. He did. I think Collingwood, he was playing as Collingwood and they won. But
dog.
He got really stressed because he kicked in to kick a goal like with a minute to go and he put his... put the Collingwood player in the worst possible spot with a terrible angle. And he's just marked it and gone, oh, shit.
He did like, Dusha, he didn't dog your boys deliberately. He did like a poll saying, who should I play as? And it was like A, Essendon, B, Collingwood, C, half and half. Like, you know, swap over at halftime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And Collingwood won by like 1% or something.
No, okay. That's all right. I'll allow it.
I still don't like it.
Can we just very quickly, while we're on Maynard, talk about, was it Maynard? I want to say it was Maynard. I think you boys are telling me this. But this is an excellent story about, they were interviewing, there's been an ongoing story involving human fuckhead headline dickface Kane Corns being abused via text anonymously by a player. He's been saying, I'm going to reveal that player's name because this player doesn't realize that their name comes up on top of the messages, even though they think they're anonymous. There were rumors going around it was Tex, and it wasn't Tex. But the interesting thing is that then they asked, oh, you know, as a poll, they put on 7AFL or SEN put on Instagram or Facebook or one of them, you know, any players blocked you on social media? And Brandon Maynard wrote, Willy Rioli blocked me September 2018.
You know the funny thing,
and I've got to respect that.
You know the funny thing about the Kane Corns thing is that, like, have you read the messages? Like, he read out a couple of them as if, like, oh, this is the abuse I've been copping. It's not really that bad. It's just like the unnamed player was just saying, like, oh, don't you ever have anything positive to say? You're a disgrace. Get off the radio. It's just stuff like that.
Yeah,
it wasn't
just
like
what we would say.
Super.
We have said exactly stuff. That, in fact.
Yeah, well, I've said way worse. Call me out, Cornsy.
And Sean. Sean, who are you blocked by on social media?
Damien Barrett. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Because he's a cunt.
In fact, you got blocked for a very similar thing to what they're calling old mate Kane out on. Oh, no. Actually, reverse. What they were calling fucking... Oh, yeah. What Kane got called out for. You went after Barrett for being negative towards your boys all the time. You also probably called him a four-eyed fuck.
Oh, I think I called him a malignant... I can't remember now. Parasite. I think I called him the biggest parasite in the game.
Yeah.
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 Hey.
It's not that strong. I've said
if the
worse.
Rude words fit, you have to wear them.
That's true. I mean, one of the best things I will say about this, boys, and it hurts me to say this, but no footy means no sliding doors. An article that I don't have to read, but I read it by choice, and I don't know why. Every time I start reading it, I get furious. And I could just not read it, but I can't help it.
Nah, yeah, I'm the
you
same.
Miss it. You miss.
I read it because I want to be angry. I need it. It's keeps, fuel.
Keeps the heart beating.
Yeah.
Get new blood. Just cycles through your blood quicker. Get through the heart. It's good. It's good.
Oh, what
for
dumb
you.
Fuck thing did you say this week?
I'm not me if I'm not angry.
fuck. I miss footy, boys.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
You know what I'm hating? Like, I'm really over. It's just every time I go on Twitter or whatever, and it's just like. Some Malcolm Blight's list of top 10 favorite hairdos and stuff like that. Just players that he played with who had haircuts. Sick of it. I'm sick of the lists. There's so many lists.
I don't mind a list, though. I love a good list.
Yeah. But it's like, Tom, they're doing that thing that people used to hate the old cricket commentary team for doing, where they're just going, they're making a list of players from like 1986 to 1992 because they're just players that they played with, using it as a...
Did you guys ever watch The Sopranos?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so classic TV show. There's a great scene in it.
Just need to pause there. How the fuck have you never seen The Sopranos, Dusha?
Tom, it's very easy. TV is for babies. People need to grow up and watch movies.
Fuck.
Bloody hell. Everyone should get letterboxed. in The Sopranos, Tom, you'll remember probably this. There's a classic scene. A few of the old boys are gathered around, they're sharing stories, and Tony, who's the boss, he walks away, and Paulie's like, oh, where you go? I'm having a good time, which, you know, the memories. And Tony just says that remember when is the lowest form of conversation. And that's what this feels like at the moment. It's just all these commentators, oh, remember when. And I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it.
I will say, though, on the remember when, I am enjoying watching, because there's no live footy. I've had to watch old games. I went through and watched... every Geelong Hawthorn win of the Kennett curse. Fuck, they are so fucking good, those games. And I get nervous in every single one of them. Mm. Some of them are from like 2009, 2011. That year's already, we won the flag. But I'm still nervous because maybe this time the result will be different.
I'd go as far as to say all of the games in the past that you watched have already happened. I know that's a big call, but
it's
fuck.
Stupid that I should get so emotionally invested in a result that I already know. But like that one where Hawkers kicks the guy after the siren, I was so stressed all through that game and I knew the outcome.
I don't know how to relate to that. I don't get stressed while I watch the football.
You're calm as zen, mate.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, Sean is the first person to ever punch his thighs into being toned. Uses them like punching bags.
He punched
most powerful
Ollie
legs.
Ollie
Wines
rang Sean up and said, mate, how'd you get your quads so big?
Sean's thighs have copped more of a beating than Rocky in the entire Rocky franchise.
Oh, mate.
Man. Yeah,
they're fucking cooked. I told you about the time at the Gabba. Did I tell you about the time at the Gabba?
No, what happened?
Didn't I think I did with the old bloke sitting next to me?
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Tell everyone again.
Oh, just that, you know, Collingwood, they ended up winning by 10 goals, but they were just killing us early. And I absolutely smashed the shit out of my thigh. And then the old bloke turned to me after about 5 seconds. And he just looked at me and he waited until I looked at him. And then he went, that one hurt, didn't it? And I just went, all right, yep. And it did. It stung. It stung for about 3/4.
Ah, that's good.
Love is pain.
yeah, that's a takeaway here.
Footy is pain.
Obviously, not a lot has been happening in the footy world, and we've covered a lot of it, but the one thing, and potentially the most How Good's Footy thing out of everything, to happen so far is the talk of the AFL hub. So, boys, we are the official AFL brains trust, the How Good's Footy brains.
It sounds like an
trust.
Idea we'd come up with.
Gil
so,
will be
you
calling
know.
Us at any moment. Yeah, the Festival of Footy was our idea, and now it sounds like it could be happening. So the AFL hub, where are we putting it? Because I've got a crazy suggestion.
All right, you go.
So maybe I shouldn't first.
The thing I want to put out there is that I think I will say this. I will say this. I think in the pandemic and everything that's going on, the AFL have been surprisingly good. They haven't made any like half-cocked ridiculous. They haven't done an NRL and be like, we are definitely coming back on the 28th of May because the government said it's okay. And then an hour later, the government were like, no, we fucking didn't. What? Don't come back on the 28th of May. And then the CEO of the NRL quit.
Brave. A brave strategy. We'll see how that pays off for him.
I think they should just buy Tasmania.
Fuck, Tom, that's my idea. Tasmania have been starved of a footy team for so long. Let's just fucking give all of them to them.
There are two big grounds there. There's the Launceston Ground and the Hobart Ground. You could have half in one, half in another.
Nearly 4-hour drive apart.
Yeah, perfect. That's like have some, you know...
Conferences.
Whoa. Hey, that's not a terrible idea for this year only.
Yeah. So this can be the last year for conferences for both AFL and AFLW.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Combine, make it real, make it a big hub. The women's season got interrupted. Do what AFL Evolution 2 are doing. Just a big fucking mixed pot of footy teams.
Oh, fuck.
A Brisbane double grand final. Oh. No,
even more
Brisbane v Brisbane.
Even more insane than that. Every captain of every club,
I'll definitely have a heart attack and die.
every captain of every AFL team gets to pick a team from scratch, like in the schoolyard, from every player on every list.
Fuck, who's getting picked first and who's getting picked last?
Oh, well, it depends.
Oh, first an easy one. First is an easy one. Mitch Brown.
There'll be a bidding war. Did you? So,
yeah. Fastest foot in the game.
Did you see that stat I sent you about him? Fuck, that's insane.
Yeah.
In his first ever game, he kicked a goal in the first, was it 38
seconds?
38
seconds. His first ever game, first kick was a goal in under a minute.
38 seconds into the game. That's big. Quickest first goal ever.
It's good.
It's only been up since then.
Yeah. I reckon his mustache actually started to grow the moment that goal went through.
Grew the moment he was born.
Yeah, and then he kicked that goal and he was like, you beauty. And then he looked out into the crowd and locked eyes with a mum. And then he was like, you know what? This is for me.
This is who I'm going to be from now on. I'm going to do this and then do her forever.
It's also, yeah, I also imagine at the end of his first game, he's just going through the motions. And then rather than tipping Gatorade on top of him, they just tipped a Jaeger bomb on him and they were like, enjoy the MILF buzz, son. And he was like, I will.
I think the idea though of having everyone pick a side, it's basically just super coach, but in real life, and it's each captain and coach get to build their list from every player. Now, you know, there are no one will miss out either because it's every single player on a list will be at a club somewhere, somehow. Mm-hmm. And it's just taking it in turns. Oh,
yep. That just reminded me, Tom, the super coach thing. Two things. If they go a game a day, think about how many stressed dads there's going to be in the world as they have to update their super coach teams once a day.
Fantasy football teams will
fucking
implode.
Hell. Yeah, fucking. There's going to be so many dads taking so many stressed shits whilst holding an iPad or a laptop for fucking an hour and a half every day.
Going, come on. When's that lockout? It's in 5 minutes. I don't know who's playing this week yet, though.
Secondly, I was talking to my dad, who is an absolute supercoach fucking fiend, and he was saying that he's in like a random supercoach league, and the guy got bored because there's no supercoach, so he sent out like an email, like started pretty much a chat between all the people involved in the supercoach league, and it turns out the average age was they were almost all over 40. And once the ban's lifted, they're going to go all play golf together to meet up.
I fucking love this. This is You've Got Mail, but the Supercoach footy version.
So yeah, my dad's been making new friends with just Supercoach fellas.
That's good. That's very good.
But Tom, I must say, I'm very, very on board with your Tasmania get all of the football clubs, because that was my idea too. Sean, what were you thinking?
I mean, personally, I just wanted in Brisbane. Because
the Gabatois, home good weather, of every football
good
team.
Weather. Gabatois can host every single game. Cricket can fucking die.
Well, hey, it might. Apparently Cricket Australia are broke or some shit.
Really? Fucking hell.
Yeah, I'm reading heaps of news reports that Cricket Australia are in real trouble. Obviously, the World Cup's probably can't happen. But yeah, apparently they're in a bit of strife, Cricket Australia.
Well,
was the World Cup?
No, Australia.
Here.
We're hosting it.
Oh, when?
October.
Well, it was meant to be in this October.
Jesus. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I was really excited.
Me too.
Wasn't there? There was going to be a shit ton of games at Geelong, wasn't
yep,
there?
Yeah, a couple of games because it's T20, so there's going to be a few games at GMHBA. And,
not a few games. It was the same amount that the MCG had.
Yeah, which is, I think, 3 or 4.
Ooh.
8, I think.
Whoa. I think that's more than what the MCG had.
Bloody hell.
Unless maybe it was 5 and 6. I remember being like, what the fuck? Geelong's got as many as MCG.
I mean, that's pretty rad. It's a good stadium.
Yeah, hey, I've been there. It's good.
Good dim sims.
I've heard.
A bit pricey, but it goes all right.
Yeah, pretty pricey.
Yeah, but you can enjoy a Milo ice cream at the footy. It's pretty good.
It was nowhere Never to be found the day I was there.
Yeah.
I was pretty disappointed. Not as disappointed as I was when I went past maybe the smallest sex shop I've ever seen in Geelong Sexyland.
Oh, jeez. How do you reckon they're going?
Tom,
yeah,
Sean, I've seen a lot of sex shops in my time, and the Geelong Sexyland one, I reckon they could sell out of condoms. That's the size of the Sexyland we're talking here.
Do you know why they, yeah, they're going to sell out of condoms? Because everybody's fucking thinking about how good footy is and they miss it. Everyone's just watching highlights from like Geelong's golden era, and everyone's just permanently erect. So of course they've sold out of condoms.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that the town of Geelong is practicing safe sex in these trying times. No quarantine babies, but heaps of quarantine cums.
Woo!
All right, so as you can probably tell, How Good's Footy needed this as a cleanse. Otherwise, we would have been in absolute shambles by the time the season started again. And we don't really have that much else to talk about. But we'll be back for another episode in the next couple of weeks. So if you do have any emails or questions, please let us know. We'll go through them all, answer them all. And yeah, the more you email us, the more content we have, so the more regular this podcast can be. And hopefully prevent conversations like the one we just had that, if you're hearing this, I've absolutely left in the podcast.
Leave it in.
Oh, Sean, it's staying in. All of it's staying in. It's all gold. The town of Geelong fucks and everyone needs to know. Boys, just before we go, and Tom, just before you tell us where everyone can find us, does anyone have a piece of footballing media or a game or something that people that are football starved should track down?
I do. If you're football starved, this is really simple. Just go on YouTube and type in your favorite player and there's a day. I've watched clips of someone put together a supercut of Corey Enright nailing 30 to 40 meter handballs under pressure. Goes for about 5 minutes.
Jesus.
It's so good. There's one where he's pressed up against the boundary line and there are two North Melbourne players coming and he gets one-handed, picks the ball up, and before it's above his knee, fires the handball off over a North Melbourne player into the waiting arms of Jimmy Bartel. He's actually cocking his arm back as he runs to pick the ball up in one. Oh, it's fucking beautiful. So
he's loading the cannon.
Just type in your favorite player and then highlights and bang, fire it. Just go nuts, go hard.
I need to try something.
That's what I do with Michael Voss.
Michael Voss highlights.
While you're trying that, so there's a Michael Voss one. It is from the infamous Voss from 55 game, but it's not that clip. It's the one where Scotty Burns lines him up and tries to murder him. And then Voss gets up, flicks the handball, Simon Black kicks the goal. And then slow motion, Voss goes up to Burns to like trash talk him and this Italian song comes on and it's beautiful. That's my favorite clip. It's a powerful clip.
Oh,
make you believe in footy again.
I was like, there's no way there's a Mitch Brown one. But there is. The Melbourne Football Club posted a Mitch Brown compilation of clips when they signed him. Also got really excited because there's an episode. There's a one called Mitch Brown Mark of the Year, round 21. And I was like, Mitch Brown took a fucking mark. It was contender for Mark of the Year. No, it was Mitchell Brown from West Coast on Essendon. Oh, so I was very confused when I looked at the picture.
Shame.
But yeah, if you're looking for AFL stuff to get you through, in Australia, I've mentioned this before, but there's a film called The Merger that just got released in the UK under a different name. So you have to look at The Merger on IMDb because I cannot remember what this new name is. But it's got Michelle Brazier, who is part of the Sans Pants Radio Network with her podcast, Margaret Goes to Mars. She's in a role in it. And yeah, apparently the film's very funny. So check that out. That's like 90 minutes of footy stuff you wouldn't have seen.
Yeah.
We just got an email. Did you see the one that came in from a friend of the show?
Oh, no.
From Mr. Thomas Edgoose. It says, there are four questions in
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh.
They're all for me.
Yep. Okay. So just to quickly fill everyone in. So Tom Edgoose is my housemate. And I was saying before we started recording, fuck, we haven't got any emails. And he said, huh, that's interesting. And then has clearly fired up his computer, and here we go. Sean, take it away.
Tom writes, hey, I have important questions for you. Answer, please. One, is Charlie getting a little lion's jumper? Charlie is my little dog. Yeah, I will. Is that a thing? Do they do pet footy jumpers?
My brother's dog has a port jumper.
So you can buy them? You don't have to make it?
You can buy them.
I'll make it. Nah, fucking, I'm going to make it. Number two.
You can't make that out of wood, champ.
What number? I can make things out of other materials, Tom, I think. Number two, what number will be on the jumper? Well, his name is Charlie. He's got to be number 23, Charlie Cameron, surely. Number three, when is Charlie getting a little lion's jumper? He's very keen for this jumper to happen.
I suspect that he may have been talking to my other housemate when these questions were crafted.
Okay.
She is a very, very big fan of Charlie's. And I think the idea of Charlie wearing a little jumper would have got everyone very excited.
Number four, Sean, I've never had Dolmio. Where should I start? Khan the Eagles. Thanks. XOXO. Little update, little sauce update.
Oh, yes, yes.
Just quickly. Had some time recently to make a sauce of my own. The official Italian way, over the course of, I don't know, let's say 3 hours, made a bolognese sauce, and it tasted very nice.
Good.
That's good.
Good boy.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it.
How does it rate against a Dolmio jar sauce?
I would say pretty similar.
Fuck off.
And how long did it take you to make the bolognese?
My original, I spent probably 3 hours.
And how long would it take
you? My original, with a Dolmio?
Yep.
Minutes.
This is killing me.
So my original argument stands.
Sean, you can go.
is the time worth it?
Sean, I'm going to make.
Yeah, you feel good. You go, look at this thing I created.
No, fuck. I slow cooked some lamb the other day and then used it in a pasta sauce and it was the best.
My partner, an Italian, tried it and was very proud.
Good.
But then, because I made a lot, so there was a lot of pasta, never went back for any more though.
Oh, no.
So what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
She hates your cooking?
Sure, that's no good.
Actually, maybe it means that I made a bad sauce. No, the sauce was good. It was good.
Do you reckon she would have gone back for seconds if it was a Dolmio jar job?
No, you know what I think's happened there? I think that she's had so much bolognese in her entire life that she's just sick of it. She's bloody sick of it.
So, Sean,
and you can't blame her.
Sean, while you've been filling me in on the Dolmio sauce situation, which was vital, I've got a bit of information that will help you with the other three questions that our longtime friend of the show, Tom Edgoose, had.
Oh.
AFL, official AFL dog t-shirts for Brisbane Lions, $20. Pretty easy to get.
Are they really small? Because this little fella, he's tiny.
They're probably different sizes.
You can get different sizes. Unfortunately, the Brisbane one I can find only has medium and large.
Whoa.
So Charlie might have to fucking eat up. He needs to hit the gym.
You hear that, mate?
he needs to get Stewie Dew levels.
Charlie fucking the hell. Fridge. All right, Tom, so if you want to email us like Tom Edgoose has, Yeah. Where can you find us?
Please, please email us. Let us know what you're doing to keep yourself footy sane. Ask us questions about footy. Ask us questions about movies. Ask us questions about Pasta Sauce. You can find us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. That's the email address. Or you can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty. Or individually, I'm at Awkward Treed.
I'm at Psychic of Dowie.
And I'm at Douche13. And it's been a long day without you, my friend, footy. But I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, footy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.